On Tuesday morning, I had breakfast at Hill's. It was glorious. It was my first coffee and first hot meal since Saturday evening when the power plunged most of us into darkness. It felt good to see other people, to hear the chatter, to see the community reveal itself one breakfast at a time. While it was a breath of fresh air, it was also a reminder of what many of us are missing. Now, it's Wednesday, nearing midday, the temperature inside my house is in the low 50s, there is a certain odor emanating from the fridge and the lights are still out. Four long, dark, chilly nights and days filled with challenges we felt the end of the pandemic had sent packing. Let's be honest. For those several thousand of us still without power in Orillia, we're all feeling a bit tired and worn down and dispirited. I'm lucky. I have a gas fireplace in my rec room and a good support network. It's not so bad. But I have elderly friends and neighbors who are feeling afraid and alone, on top of being cold and hungry. It's truly awful for them and many others. They feel isolated, unconnected, and anxious. I know the city is doing everything it can to help make a terrible situation better. They have partnered with the province and the county of Simcoe, among many others, to open a relief center in the Orillia Recreation Center, which has been a godsend to so many people. A friend posted on Facebook yesterday to say they were so thankful to have a place to go to get warm and charge their devices. They had never required help in this way and were beyond grateful to be treated like a human. Volunteers have also went door to door in some neighborhoods doing wellness checks. I also know Hydro One crews are working around the clock to repair the damage and restore the power. It's difficult, often dangerous work being done during, at times, perilous conditions. There are also people, regular people like the diner at Hills who stepped up to clear dishes and pour coffee during an unexpected staffing crunch, going above and beyond to help in their neighborhoods or elsewhere, lending a hand, giving a comforting smile or just being present. Those of us with a vehicle and some cash are fortunate in that the whole city is not blacked out. We can endure ridiculously long lines to get a mediocre cup of coffee or a breakfast sandwich at local eateries that have power. Coupled with the winter from hell, roofs collapsing all around us, followed by a devastating fire that scarred our downtown, among other trials and tribulations, it's been a difficult few months in Orillia. Today's bitter chill and forecast of freezing rain and torrential downpours are not helping. I'm sure we'll look back on this and remember the challenges with something akin to nostalgia. It has certainly been memorable. But, at this point, I'd trade it all for a working furnace, a hot shower and a steaming cup of tea. Dave Dawson is the community editor for Orillia Matters who might be wearing gloves to type in the chilly darkness.